5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I came to tell a story.
If you don't come, about if what? You stay, you got to close the door.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is today.
This one time in band camp.
Someone ordered pizza and I was delivering.
Oh God, please don't tell me that next.
And I was going fast. And like a speed bump like came up. And I hit this ball. I slowed down like fast. But the pizza like slid on
the in the box.
Yeah, but okay. Still it fell. It like flipped over. So I already knew the pizza was like messed up.
Did you open it?
I opened the pizza. I just saw it. I was like, oh my God. I literally started trying to piss.
I was like, oh my God.
And I gave it to him. And I got a tip.
Ooh. See, this is why I don't like
sipping. See, this is no. This is why I'm only doing carry out.
I fix my
Are
own
you
pizza.
Serious?
You say you touched it.
No,
I thought it was a guarantee. Like, oh, this happens to you.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah. Insurance.
So why didn't you go?
Well, they probably have to do that, right?
Yeah.
So what did it look like?
So
nigga, they probably were.
Delivery
is canceled.
Canceled.
Officially. In closing, delivery is canceled.
Can I just be eating it?
Nah, okay, that's enough. Well, thanks for your service, sir.
What, did you use Germex? Tell me you used Germex.
It killed 99.9% germs, and I use soap and hot water.
I'm talking about before you touch a pizza.
Yeah.
You ain't got stuck on hot water in your car.
Still.
Nigga, did you? Did you use Germex? Tell me you used
Germex. I don't have hand sanitizer in my car.
So you didn't.
I
so you
my
touched,
hands before.
But you touched your car door.
I don't care, honestly.
I see you though. I was just curious.
What y'all think?
I thought about ordering pizza tomorrow, but
think I'm gonna carry out.
Did you know? It's a delivery.
Y'all you think they use gloves to make the pizza?
Oh, I know they don't. I mean, if they hands clean, then they gonna bake it.
But you think about it though, they be putting their knuckles in it. Nobody
let's
is.
Let's not.
Drop their dirty earring back.
No, seriously. Or talking over it.
I guess pizza itself is canceled.
All of it's canceled. Anything that I took in my house is canceled.
It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to be. If you hear the laugh and vibe, come take a seat.
All right, so we're back.
What's tea?
This is Kay
and Key.
And so you already know, follow us on our social media, which is at The Trapologist. That is on Facebook. I think we have a Facebook. So if you're on that, look on that. Because it's connected with Instagram.
We all over the place.
We everywhere.
Period. We get active, baby.
Ma'am. But so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, The Trapologist. Also, we just got a TikTok. So we ain't got nothing up there. But. It's awesome. I feel like I don't know that.
What?
Yeah.
Kesha?
TikTok, make it stop.
Not the word.
I know she's talking about. Okay. So yeah, we just got a TikTok. We ain't got no content up there because we just made it 30 minutes ago. Also, review our podcast.
Yes.
You can leave reviews, 5 stars, of course. Nigga, we everywhere. So, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify. We all over there. So, leave reviews. Let us know what you think. Give us some topics you want to talk about. And guess what? We're going to talk about them.
And please, please read and leave reviews because we don't know how we're doing unless somebody critiques us. So we can take criticism.
Yeah.
But just let's also be like, what do they call it? Constructive.
Yeah, criticism. Constructive. Don't just be like, okay, we ain't about to go into all that. But like, don't be rude, period. Sponsorship. We trying to get sponsored. We trying to monetize this podcast. So if you know anybody that fits our, like, what's that, aesthetic?
Okay.
Yeah.
We got aesthetics.
Aesthetic. It's giving me aesthetic. It's giving me vibes. It's giving me relationships. If you know anybody that fits all of that, for the kind of stuff we be talking about, Black culture, recent events, send them our way, because we trying to get sponsored. We trying to get paid, period. So yeah, any other trap associates?
Trap associates.
Trap karaoke, we looking at y'all.
Anybody? I'm looking for them.
Who else we looking for? Who else we want? We trying to get sponsored. Who else we want? Ooh, Double XL. We gonna dream big. Double XL.
Yeah. What's the other one?
BET.
No, but really.
For reals. So we gonna look back 10 years from now. We gonna be like, look at it.
Oh, we should have like a, you know, a 5-year plan, 10-year plan of where we see ourselves, where we see this going.
Yeah. But for right now, we trying to get paid. So some sponsors, if you're looking for us, we're looking for you. So, yeah.
Anything Black business related.
Oh, yeah. We'll promote some Black business if it's good. So, we'll be honest. That's one thing.
Not if it's good.
No, for real.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but for real.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
We will get.
Oh, we can review stuff, too. What about that? You know how people be having, like, on YouTube, they be reviewing stuff
and promote people's stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, well, we have a podcast. We'll be okay.
We're both natural, so we can do. Okay, yeah, we're
doing a lot. That's true.
Yeah, we can review natural products, girl. Mm-hmm. So any naturalistas out there, hit us up. All right, for the topic that we've been talking about, canceled,
canceled,
the done.
Finito.
Thin.
Finished.
I don't know what words.
Fatality.
Finish her. So that's the topic for today. So we're going to break it down. Who's canceled out of all time? Who's been recently canceled in 2020, late 2019? And then we're going to hit y'all with some of our classic content. So global trappings or whatever, whatever. And then we're going to come at y'all with our little Gemini review. Because it's Gemini season right now. Well,
boo.
We ain't gonna do it like that. You just gonna take it off like that on camera.
I sure did.
And don't give a fuck.
And don't.
So, getting started. All right. So, some of these might be considered hot takes. If you don't agree, you can like comment. Like we said earlier, don't be rude. Because these are our thoughts and opinions, and they do not reflect the views of this station. Actually, they do. But, okay. So, first off. This one's a classic. I haven't been following this person big like that. So, like, I don't know how the local community feels. But I would say Michael Jordan.
I haven't heard nothing about Michael Jordan, though.
So, I heard that he don't care that people be dying about his shoes. Ooh, let me tell
you. Dying about his shoes?
You know what niggas be like. Like, standing in, like, well, before I guess it went online, people used to be standing in line. Like, about Michael Jordan shoes and all that. And fighting and, like, literally shooting niggas over shoes. But he was like, he don't care.
Oh, he legitimately said, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that?
Like, it's not his problem. It's not his fault.
So he was in an interview and somebody said,
man,
people
look,
died.
This
no,
is what
no.
I,
I'm curious because, yeah. You know, there's other clothes, like, you know, people die about other stuff.
Yeah.
But if he literally was like, okay, that's their problem. Now, I'm concerned.
Yeah. Let me, like, just pull this up on the internet. But, yeah. So, if this is true, if I heard what I heard and what I heard is right, he don't care about Black folks.
And then canceled.
Yeah, and we be supporting him. So, I think a big part of this is that all skin folk and kin folk.
Now, I like the way that sounds.
This is something I learned recently. I learned this from the internet. Yeah,
all skin folk ain't kin folk.
Period. I'm gonna stop saying period too much. It's getting a little outrageous.
Period.
But yeah, so Michael Jordan, first on our list, canceled for all time. While I fact check that while we continue to talk.
Because you know they have that little, I don't know if it's a documentary or what, recently came out. So that's why I was like, I haven't watched it either. Mm-hmm. But if that just came out, then I wonder when this whole shoe topic happened.
Oh, like people, that it had to be like before. Okay, there's an article. Jordan speaks out on shootings of African Americans by the police. Blah, blah, blah. Jordan on kids. See, look at this headline. Mm-hmm. Let me fact check it, though. Jordan on kids dying over his shoes. Quote, unquote, not my problem.
Yikes.
But we can fact check this. But this next one, it hurts me to say. Lil Wayne.
What did he do?
I'll go ahead and say this. I love Lil Wayne. I love old Wayne.
Old Wayne is my, like, I bump old Wayne every day.
When I first got on Twitter, I forgot what it said, but it was like Lil Wayne something. But yeah, I brought with Lil Wayne ever since the 99 and the 2000s. But I don't know if he was high on this interview or like, he probably was. But he was like, this was like when Black Lives Matter became like a big thing.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I've overlooked it. I'm ashamed.
I feel like I watched that video I think that was actually when I changed my Twitter name from being Lil Wayne something. Because I was like, I know this Negro did not just kind of push aside the people who have supported your music from day one.
Right.
So to kind of like summarize into my own words what he said during that video, he was just like, Black Lives Matter doesn't affect him.
Meanwhile, he has a whole black life.
Like, nigga, you are black. No matter what you think, I mean, you are famous, so your life is different. But the people that support your music and that have supported you for day one, I feel like if you're willing to take their money, you should be willing to not maybe accept their struggle, but you are a black man in America.
Right. Respect it and
acknowledge it.
Acknowledge the struggle that it is. Acknowledge your privilege in that aspect.
Yeah. So don't say it doesn't affect you, because if it doesn't affect you, I feel like you're doing something wrong. But I mean, I mess with old Wayne. I don't know if that's why his music is like it is now, because that last Funeral album, I can't rock with it. I think I haven't like really liked a full Lil Wayne album since Carter 3.
Facts.
That bump. Was that like, what year was that? I don't know, but it was a minute ago.
Oh God, that was so good. He used to be like top two, not number two. In my book, Wayne.
Yeah, he definitely. No, yeah. Yeah, and he used to have bars and metaphors.
He did.
Yeah.
6 foot, 7 foot. Boy, what?
Man. Ooh, I was just listening to PMW, one of his songs from back in the day. Beep, Money Weed, from one of his old, I forgot what album that was from. But moving on, this one is, I just never liked him to begin with. Justin Bieber. Thoughts, feelings, concerns, questions?
I'm neutral. I'm not a believer, but
yeah,
I've never. What's he done did?
I don't think he did anything. I just don't like him.
Oh.
I don't know.
What about him? What about, I feel like he'd be minding his own business.
I feel like that baby song, like, baby, that got on my nerve from the beginning.
Oh, people really did outplay that. What about that yummy?
I don't like that either. Some people I don't know. I just don't like it.
You just don't lean and rock with it. I respect it. Everybody's different.
Azealia Banks.
Do tell. Where have you been?
Azealia Banks, she's so aggy. She be trying to argue with everybody, and I think it's for clout.
She the one who wore that little, them short looking things on the carpet one time, and
I have no idea. She always looking to miss. She needs some milk. She need to calm down.
He needs some milk.
He's like a troll, like a famous troll.
Mm.
But yeah, she's canceled. Another person in the Caucasian community, Jeffrey. Okay, so we're switching gears now. We're gonna talk about makeup.
Okay. I think I heard of Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Star.
He's racist.
Yes. Yes, he's racist.
So what did he do again?
Okay, so he's been racist in displaying those tendencies on multiple avenues. So I forgot who he DM'd, but he called them a nigger. Hard R E R. Yeah. And I mean, we rated E for explicit.
Okay.
If not, like we'll edit this if we get a problem. If y'all like, if the powers that be don't delete us though, we love y'all. But
I'm gonna Google that. Can you say Apple podcast?
Go ahead. Okay. So yeah, I forgot who he DM'd, but then like they was posted it because he was like, oh no, I'm not a racist. Da 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 da. You know how? But they like screenshotted their inbox and it had Jeffree Star, his little blue check mark, and he was like, if you don't take this down, I'll be contacting my lawyer.
Okay, well, you already like,
you said it.
You can't so sue live for in that information,
right? You said it. Right. So people, I still know a couple African Americans that support his makeup products. I myself, as for me and my house, we do not. Mm-hmm. Another one, like since we're talking about makeup right now, is what's that dude? Charles James. He racist too, but I don't really know him like that. He kind of new.
Mm-mm. So, the name sounds
familiar, James. He looked really like Jeffree Star a little bit.
Okay, so yeah, I've probably seen him around. That's wild.
Yeah. So that was like an all-time canceled list. So now we're gonna move on to like,
you know who's all-time canceled for me?
Okay, who?
Kanye West.
No.
He is all.
Okay, he's in the recently canceled.
Nigga, no. This man been canceled for a while. Look, if the world could see your face, this man has been canceled for a while.
I get why you say that.
Why do I say that?
No, I'm gonna let you say it.
I say that because this man for a while has been trying to portray himself as if he is Jesus Christ. I've never been okay with that.
So I feel like there's several reasons behind this.
Let's hear them.
Okay. I love Kanye. Like the old Kanye. That black and gold Kanye. Ooh, that be so Kanye. Okay, let me stop. But I love Kanye. So, okay, let me start from most recently and backtrack. So him with Trump, okay, cancellation. I really don't know where he was going with that, what was happening at the time, what he was going through, what he was experiencing. Don't look at me like what he was experiencing. He said that slavery was a choice, and I'm like, my nigga, like, I had to like go fact check that, like go to his, like, was it an interview? You're not giving me any support.
But tell me more.
Okay. Let me summarize this. So he was like, slavery was a choice. Okay, that's recent. So that's why I say he was recently canceled. When he said that, I was like, all right, Kanye, like, for real. Like,
Trump been president for 4 years.
No. Okay, you're right. But okay. So he said slavery was a choice. He been supporting Trump. This nigga had on a whatever that red hat Trump be wearing. Okay, now we're going to go back to Jesus. So Kanye started with Jesus Walks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we upgraded. We went to, what was the first one? Let's put up is his discography or whatever. But so Kanye, everybody knows, I don't know if everybody knows this, but he has himself said that he has bipolar disorder. You knew that?
Okay. Continue.
And a lot of the times he talks about how he doesn't take his meds because they blunt his creativity. And one symptom that some people can have of bipolar disorder is grandiosity. And I think that's where he gets his, like,
Jesus thing from.
Yeah, I honestly do. But, I mean, I ain't this nigga psychiatrist, so I don't know. But I think that is part of his. And then it worked for him, so he ran with it. That's why I think.
Per my last email.
Okay, go ahead.
He has been canceled for me. He's been canceled for a very long time. I understand the mental health illness. Cool. But
And I don't think it accounts for all of it.
I agree. I don't lean nor rock with him.
And it's because he called himself Jesus.
It's just his whole persona for me. I don't like it. His whole persona.
I think it's his music for me that does it.
It's his music for me.
For me, I rock with the music. And like the only album of his that I didn't mess with, I really cannot type and talk about different stuff at the same time. Was the one, his little disc, the album was Jesus. Oh, and his Jesus is King. Those are the two albums that I was like, Kanye, I really can't, like, I can't see where we're going. I can't see what the goal is. But back in the day, so let me look back. Kanye has like a lot of work. He is a great artist. Like, and that can't be taken away from him, personality or not. Oh, so Yandy really did drop. I missed it. So good Kanye albums. I think I started listening to Kanye back College Dropout. That's as far back as I go. Late Registration was a hit. 808s and Heartbreak, it did have some bops on it. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Mind or Life, I like that. But okay, for me, in my house, Kanye is not canceled.
That's fine.
Moving on.
I don't live there.
Bad Barbie Baby, what's her name?
A pain in my ass.
Like, what's her name? I forget. Cash Me Outside, how about that? That's who we talking about. So her career is built on appropriation.
If I have never been so upset with the Black community, it's the fact that the Black community literally made her who she is from an interview for being disrespectful.
Yeah, from appropriating this from the beginning. She got her start with appropriation.
I've been disrespectful for the last 25 years of my life. Where am I
for acting like how I want to act, but you can go on TV and get famous for it and get a check.
Where's my check?
I've been Black my whole life. Where my check?
Talking about a stimulus check. We need these Black checks.
Yeah. So, and then most recently, like, okay, I kind of let that shit slide for a minute. And then most recently, sis got online and looked like a whole light-skinned Black girl.
I saw that.
Yeah. And that was when my final straw was put in. I was like, okay. Because first I had to, I'm like, who is this? Who they saying this is?
Me too. I was like, okay, y'all, ha, ha, ha.
Because this ain't who I think, is this who I think it is?
Right.
That wasn't it. Who are you? From the little, the Baby album. The Baby is my man's. If you listen and hit me up, I'll be.
Wait a minute.
But, what's it called? No, what got me is because, like you said, I saw the picture. I was like, okay, this can't be it. So I had to do my own little fact check research. I went to her page. I saw it. And then, what's it called? I saw it. And then she had a video. She's like, everybody trying to say this ain't my hair.
Yeah. And she was full. I was like, girl, like,
that was a wig. There's no way your scalp is pulling your scalp. Okay. But you see,
maybe her skin loose.
Forgive your name.
I don't know what it was, but I was just like, the whole, all of it is a mess. And then when she tried to argue with, what's the girl from Disney?
Zendaya?
The little girl, she grown now, but Skye Jackson.
Oh,
yeah. Trying to fight Skye Jackson. I'm like, girl, if anybody can argue with Skye Jackson, you have a problem. So, period. She's been canceled. And she's just done. 6ix9ine. Tekashi.
The snitch.
Yeah.
Is he canceled because he's a snitch?
For most of the Black community, he is. But
I want a snitch, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, my opinion is a little different. Don't at me. Don't hate me. These people that he snitched on plotted to kill him. Murder. Dead.
Right.
And you want him to go to jail for 60 years for people who plotted to murder him? Like, but hell to the nah. Like,
I have never wrapped my head around the idea that somebody wants
me
to go to jail for stuff I ain't did.
But I'm just really confused. So I get, okay, snitches get stitches. I get all that. But where does that end? Like, does that and when you have threatened to harm me. Like, these niggas were caught on wiretap saying with a plot to murder him. Like, where, why would I have, I don't understand, why would I have loyalty for that? They, well, his baby mom was involved with them. And also, didn't they kidnap him?
I don't know.
It was a mess. But I'm just like, maybe I don't know the whole story. Y'all can get in our comments. Don't be disrespectful. But, I mean, I think these niggas threatened to kill him. So, this whole thing about him being a snitch and whatever, whatever, like, I'm not having nobody back who threatened to murder me and actually, like, had a real plan. Okay.
First of all, excuse me, I'm over here trying to text Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, wait, oh, she texted back. She texted
back. No, I don't know. You know, I'm very skeptical.
No, she, I saw her Twitter and she was like, so we talking about Meg Thee Stallion. Meg Thee Stallion put out a number. I don't, she, if she got sense, this would be two different numbers. Like, this ain't her, like, main number. But she putting out a number so, like, people can text her or whatever. And she was like, she texting back, whatever, whatever.
But said, click the link and add yourself to my phone so I can respond to you.
Oh, no, no, no.
I don't feel like
this. No, ma'am.
Stuff like this.
Is that the number you got from Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. That's a dub. I wouldn't click it.
Let me also ask in a comment. Like, somebody, anybody else got that link?
Let's, the rest of the people who've been canceled.
R. Kelly. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I understand. I understand that I'm not supposed to be listening to no music from R. Kelly. I understand the rules.
I like that we have different opinions on
and laws and regulations on cancellation. But nigga, he got some bobs. He got some bobs. Now, I feel like the same opinion that you had of Kanye, like, okay, it's his music for you, and then it's his personality for me. I understand. I'm getting no support here. I understand it's so wrong. He is a disgusting human being. That's terrible. And look, from this day forward, if he ever put out another song, I'm not supporting it.
What's the difference though? He was doing this stuff while he was making that music.
Can I get a crumb of acceptance?
Not for me in my house.
Now, but I'm just saying, when the song come on, I'll jam for a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is okay. I got to skip to the next one. But I'm not gonna lie, for a good 30 seconds, I'm vibing.
I can't call it. But to this being said, I'm not like a huge R&B person anyway. Like, I recently started getting more into R&B in the last like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know, like, his music, but I'm like, for me, it's him and, like, everybody who, like, enabled that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just feel bad for those people who had to go through that. And I can't watch the Surviving R. Kelly things.
I had to stop. It made me sick to my stomach.
And you can support him.
I don't, I never said support. I vibe for 30 seconds. There's a difference.
He got that play, though.
Barely, did he?
Yeah, he got that play. It counts.
I'll take this L.
But okay, I know plenty of old heads like still mess with him or whatever, whatever.
You just call me an old head.
No, I'm older. Oh, like, I'm just saying, like,
hold up,
niggas that are old heads, like back in the day, like some people be like, you know how people support like Michael Jackson. We ain't gonna talk about him on this episode.
Oh,
but like, no matter what, like, can do no wrong. Like, a lot of old people still like saying like R. Kelly can do no wrong.
Oh yeah, no.
But we ain't gonna do Mike on here. More recently, so this was 2019, I think, wrapping it up, Jussie Smollett.
Now, if that wasn't no clout chasing.
Yeah, he should have been on my first episode.
What was up with that?
I think he wanted to say people were racist, like,
was it like a human experiment? Was it like an experiment, like a social experiment?
No,
wasn't it something just like he got charges. Beat up?
Yeah, so he said that two people wearing MAGA hats, is it MAGA? Make America Great Again. Yeah, he was saying that two people wearing those hats like beat him up or whatever, whatever. And maybe I don't know, like, if it was to promote Empire or like to promote himself. But either way, y'all know how the story goes. This nigga was lying, got charged. Is he in jail or maybe on probation or however that works?
I don't know, but why?
Canceled.
What? I don't understand what went through your mind. Hey, I'm gonna say this.
I just wonder what the end goal was. Like, what did you hope to achieve?
What did you gain from this?
Yeah. Did you get the clout? Did you get the clout you wanted? Did you, what's that, Gabrielle Union mean?
Now, how did your life change? Huh. Did you get the guy? Did you get the job? Is your house any bigger? Did money just magically, you know, get put in your pocket? What positive happened in your life?
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Did you get the lights?
She was canceled.
Who was she
canceled? Did you hear about that?
No, not about hustling. Not about that. I don't know the child name.
No. So basically, it was something, I guess it's something to do with how that whole Corona thing. And she basically was like, oh my God. It was all over social media, but basically she was kind of like downplaying the situation, like, oh, well, you know, we haven't been able to do things that we normally do.
Girl.
And they're like, first of all, y'all are freaking millionaires. Y'all worried about stuff you're used to having and you're used to doing.
What she
people
wanna do?
Down here ain't got jobs.
Right. Ain't got no money for food.
So a lot of people like canceled her for a brief
moment. And then like also related to Corona, Swiss Beats was like put out a tweet one day and he was like, y'all donate to this cause so we can give it to the poor, basically. Nigga, we are the poor. Like, you want us to donate to you to give it back to us? Make it make sense.
Right.
He not canceled for that, but because I don't really know this nigga like that. But yeah, just on that Corona tip. Hope y'all are happy as you can be and well as you can be and staying safe and wearing masks. We talked about Corona on our last episode, so we ain't gonna like go in. And this is more recent. So, Boosie. Lil Boosie. B-A-D-A-Z-Z. That's me.
Wipe me down.
Hey. So, I hate this. So, this was just brought to my attention today. So, you know how he been going wild on live? I was like, this nigga gonna mess himself up on live. Even, this is messed up even though it, like, if it didn't get on live, I feel like the video was disturbing. So I watched it on YouTube because I wasn't on the live at the time. But he was talking about how he got basically a prostitute to perform oral sex on his sons and his little cousins or whatever. And they were like 10. So a full grown ass woman performing oral sex on children.
Ew.
Nigga.
And he... Wait, he said what on live? I missed it.
I'll send you the video later. But he was like, he did that. And he was like... proud of it, like saying, yeah, this is how I raise my kids. It's different from what y'all do, but whatever. So I'm just like, and he was saying like, it's better than watching cartoons. It's better than watching gay shit on TV. But I'm like, you doing all this in the name of homophobia? So you're gonna be a assistant to a pedophile,
right?
All in the name of being homophobic. And I think that's a whole separate issue that needs to be addressed, not only in the Black community, but in the world in general. But yeah, I love Bootsy. I love his music, but that shit for me.
The thing about it, though, is, you know what? This is a whole different topic for probably a whole different podcast. But the fact that people literally put so much thought, effort, planning into their children's or kids in their lives' sexual relationships is the creepiest thing to me.
I think some guidance is needed, but because then also in the video, he was like, yeah, he used to make them put on condoms at 10. And then he used to, like he said, they learn how to fuck from daddy. Like, nigga, what that mean? Like, did they watch you have sex? Like, I'm very confused. You know how you get that cringy feeling?
Yeah, this makes me sick.
Yeah, when I was watching the video, like, I felt disturbed. Yeah. So, Boosie, my nigga, you probably going to jail. I
feel sick to my stomach right now.
Yeah.
This feeling I got right now is the reason why I stopped watching the R. Kelly documentary. Because it makes me just sick.
It's the like, same shit. Like,
that's disgusting.
10-year-olds. Yeah, my nigga. Like, that was the L. And then, like, groupthink. That can be a whole different episode. But groupthink is real because, like, watching the live comments, like, from that video, like, people was like, ah, nigga, you wild, da-da-da-da-da. No, like, this is not okay. Like,
right, this isn't funny. This isn't ew.
Yeah. But that's all we have for the canceled section. Just a couple global trappings. China's been racist as of late. These niggas been racist, but with COVID going on, they've been like banning black people from certain stores. And you know we was supporting them. We was like, don't call it the Chinese virus. Don't call it Wuhan virus. And these people, like, they was racist to begin with, but like actually saying, having signs that say black people aren't allowed in the store.
Why black people, yeah, though?
Girl. Because they're racist, like, period.
I don't understand
how we got, how, like, we, how we became the face of, yeah, yeah, me either. Girl.
But you know, when it comes to black folk, we're the scapegoat for everybody.
Right, we some tough people.
We are very resilient, for sure.
Yeah. So that's global event. We already talked about COVID, so we won't get into that. But just some reminders, stay in the house. They opening everything, but still black ass in the motherfucking house. you see what they opening first? Nail salons, barbershops. Why y'all think that is? What opened first? Atlanta. What's in Atlanta? Niggas.
No, seriously though. It ain't nothing for me. I ain't stepping foot outside till like July 15th.
Hit me when Wisconsin is open.
Okay, when California open back up, then I might
hit me when the golf course is open, the country club,
when the cruise ship,
catch me outside when what else, when I can go have afternoon tea. Like, for real, like, y'all be smart. The economy is what people are concerned about. That's the reason things are opening back, right? Not because it's safe, not because it's healthy. So yeah, and like, I ain't gonna go in on Corona because we already talked about that. Also, some more recent events, we lost a couple of legends recently. So Lil Richard, Tutti Frutti on the booty, Betty Wright. You know Betty Wright?
Now, I ain't gonna hold you.
I ain't gonna
when
hold you.
When people started putting RIP Betty and they put Wright,
oh, you thought Betty White?
I thought they meant to put White. I was like that Kermit meme, like on social media.
Y'all,
my nigga done passed.
So you know what? That reminds me of a song. I forgot to do. We can't insert a clip of this song, but it's this song. I feel bad because I be laughing at this part of the song. But he be like, "R.I.P. Betty White," not for because she ain't dead, but when she died, because I know it's coming soon. I was like, "Oh my!" Like, imagine being Betty White, and she probably ain't heard this. Maybe she has. I don't know. But I would feel so bad.
No. But that's one thing about Twitter too, that I hate how they post like happy birthdays, because they'll say the name, like let's say they say Betty White, age 82, and you thinking, oh god, she done passed away. It's like, happy birthday.
Oh god, oh god, oh god.
Right.
But okay.
Oh gosh. Okay, but no. I mean, I know who she is, but it was never like one of those. Like, yeah. You know.
I ain't even gonna hold you, so I had to like reassociate with her, but a couple of songs that come to mind, No Pain, No Gain. I can't sing, so I ain't about to.
Let me hear it.
No pain, no pain, no gain. So
never,
that's her.
Heard of that.
So she also got Mr. Clean Up Woman.
No, no, no.
Okay. And Tonight Is the Night, so I know you ain't heard that one.
Sing it.
Now you gonna sing it. But yeah, a couple of legends to that. I would say appreciate your people while you got them. I know we all separate right now because the world is very strange right now, but appreciate your family. World is short. Life is short. This shit real. And wrapping up, so it's about to be Gemini season.
Is it really?
It really is. Gemini, what are your thoughts?
When do they start?
I don't know the dates, but they're coming soon.
Ew. Can we skip over it?
So positives about Geminis, you got some?
Honestly, like I said before, I don't really get into much of the zodiac stuff. I heard they fake.
Period. But all these people fake.
Period.
also, period. Dot, dot. Hey, what's the little thing when you had the three dots? Dot, dot, dot. Ellipse?
Say it.
I don't know it.
That ellipsis?
Oh, I think that's it, yeah.
Hey.
Ooh, what if we start saying that instead of period?
Nigga.
I'm gonna start saying
ellipsis.
Ellipsis. So Gemini season, we just experienced that. Anyway, Gemini season is around this time.
Yeah, we'll be in the middle of it.
Okay. So Gemini season, positives. Ooh, never felt that, never experienced that. So I do feel bad because they do say Geminis are the most hated sign in the zodiac. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some positives, though.
I'm so sorry. Don't be mad.
Go ahead.
But why you got this right here? Did you watch that movie?
Mm-mm. So Key is pointing to my camera is covered up because I had a Zoom conference. And I'm like, look, I be walking around my house how I want to. I ain't got time for nobody to be popping up on this camera, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, we gonna fix all that. And I just left it on.
We recently watched a movie. I think it was called The Invisible Man.
I ain't want to hear nothing scary.
No. The lady basically, she felt like the person following her around could see her through the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So she taped it. So when I saw you, it made me feel like, okay.
Are you good? Are you good, my nigga? Nah. But okay. Also Black Mirror. I think they talked about something like that.
Did they?
Okay, Gemini's positive. Can't really think of any. If y'all know, if y'all have some positive experiences with Geminis, you can put them in our comments. Negatives. So we got a special guest just popped in. You got any positive comments about Geminis?
Nope.
All right. So world resounding no for Geminis. Negatives, like from my experience, for me in my house, liars, cheat, like we ain't gonna go in. But I haven't had the best experiences. They are the most hated sign in zodiac, so I ain't gonna go in. And with that, we're gonna wrap up. Any last minute thoughts?
Basically, we appreciate you guys for listening. We appreciate the support. Again, if you could please leave some reviews, talk to us, get, you know, some engagement with our social media. We love to hear from you guys.
And that's it. That's all.
Who? Ellipsis.
Ellipsis.